Lou Manfredini joins us at this time every single week. It's John for Lisa, and we're doing our Lou.
Did you just pull a muscle? Is that what happened? what did you do?
I just felt like that needed some like a kick out of the song back into the segment, right? Just like, yeah.
Got it. Sure. Why not?
I did kind of pull a muscle doing it, but because I moved my shoulders a little bit, Lou, and you know I'm 41 now, so any quick movement that your body's not expecting, I'm learning quickly.
Amen, brother. I got 20 years on you, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it lasts for a while, these little pains, I will say. Okay, so I got a question for you, Lou. Our garage is obviously warmer than the outside, right? It's not insulated, but it does pretty good. But that's where Enrique does a lot of his woodworking work. We pull out the cars, okay. And he's got a bunch of saws in there. We have a space heater that I think does pretty good. My parents years ago invested in a garage heater. It's mounted to the ceiling or something and hangs down. My question is, are those worth the investment not only for being in the garage, but by heating the garage maybe more warm overall? Does that help with your home's heating at all, or is it really just for comfort inside the garage?
I'm assuming, John, we're talking about an attached garage?
An attached garage, yes.
Okay. And is the garage drywalled, or is it exposed studs?
It is drywalled, but it's not insulated, and we know that because the previous owner had a bunch of baseballs through it, and we fixed all the holes, so.
Got it. So, I mean, it's not going to heat the house anymore. But, you know, if you're going to do any kind of work, if you're just looking to heat it in the wintertime, there's a bunch of solutions when it comes to heating the garage. There's a couple of companies that make gas-fired ventless gas heaters that you can mount on a wall. You need to run a gas line to it. They typically run, you know, you mount them at about 30 inches off the ground or so. They're convection, but they actually have a burner. And they are ventless. They're designed to not be vented, and you definitely want a carbon monoxide detector in there when you're working in there. But you know, you can get them as high as, I think, 30,000 BTUs.
Oh.
An uninsulated garage on a really, you know, cold day, you're not going to get it to 70, but you'll get it to 50. And, you know, that's certainly warm enough to be working in the garage.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's plenty. I don't know that I would leave it unattended. I think it would be the type of thing that if you're going to be working in the garage, you fire it up and you use it when you're using it. And then when you go to sleep, you turn it off. You could do a mini split system,
yep,
which you could set it and forget it. And the benefit of a mini split, you can heat and cool the garage, you know, depending on how you wanted to use it. And but the difference is if you have a mini split installed, you're talking anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, and that heater that I just spoke of, you know, once you run the gas line, that heater maybe is $400.
Mm. And you say there's really no benefit though to using it or heating it when you're not there. It's not like I'm then, because our bastard is just above it. Actually, I don't know if that's reason. I don't know if
Okay. Now that's a different story. If you have living space above it,
we do.
It'll definitely help that space, but I don't know that that's the best use of your energy bill.
Yeah,
because you know, a 30,000 BTU gas heater running in your garage to get it to 50 degrees to then make your bathroom 5 degrees warmer doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, someone suggested maybe just insulate the garage. Is that easy to? I mean, I wouldn't do it. Would you just pay a company that would knock a hole in and spray it? Is that even worth it?
Well, if you've got a bathroom above the garage, I'm going to bet that the floor or the ceiling of the garage is insulated because there's probably some plumbing pipes that run through there.
Yes.
And so, but it's a cold, you know, unconditioned space, and that's very hard to temper. Are you going to remodel the bathroom anytime soon?
There is a question. So maybe best wait for that.
When you do that, I would highly recommend you do an in-floor heating system.
Mm.
It'll add about $3,000 to the project, but it'll be the best investment you've ever made. In the middle of the night or, you know, whatever, you're coming home from a Blackhawks game and you got your bare tootsies on that floor, you're going to be so happy. And the other thing, too, is if you do it quick enough, David will be curled up on the floor after he takes a shower on that floor because it'll be so warm.
Well, perfect. There you go. You know, I always do, you know, and Lou, you know, I text you after some Hawks games and I say, these Tootsies are cold, my friend. And I thank you for tailoring that to me.
On that ice. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's great information there. 312-981-7200, of course, is our phone number. And some people have said, yeah, insulating the garage could work, maybe not, but I think I'll just go with your advice. Sorry to take over this whole segment with my ideas.
No problem.
Text in everyone if you want to join in next week. We'll do it at the same time, same place. Lou Manfredini, I appreciate you as always.
Take care, bud.
All right. That's the great Lou Manfredini. Hopefully someone else learned a thing or two from my takeover of that segment.